Well, the New Zealand cricketers have suffered their first defeat of the World Cup in England and Wales, losing to Pakistan by 6 wickets this morning. The Black Caps batsmen failed to fire, really, with only all-rounders Jimmy Neesham and Colin de Gronholm making reasonable scores, with Neesham ending the innings on 97 not out. And the New Zealand bowlers were unable to defend the miserly 237-run total. The BBC's Henry Moran is at Edgbaston Cricket Ground in Birmingham and has been watching the match. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm watching the ground staff working hard and putting the pitch to bed. It's a lot quieter than it was an hour or so ago.
The pitch. What happened? I mean, what happened to New Zealand? It just wasn't enough runs, was it?
It wasn't enough runs. I think also it was just a little bit more awkward out there than Kane Williamson and his team were expecting. In hindsight, I'm sure they'll say they should have played Ish Sodhi and gone with the second spin option, because the pitch was turning like day five in Chennai, let alone early summer at Edgbaston. It was an extraordinary surface that made it so difficult for run scoring. And New Zealand winning the toss, electing to have a bat first, found themselves pretty swiftly at 83 for five. And at that point, you're thinking, well, this could be a really horrible total. In the end, thanks to some really good batting from Jimmy Neesham in particular, who made 97 not out, they got up to a target that they could potentially defend if things went their way. In the end, though, Pakistan, Babar Azam's 101 not out got them over the line. And as you say, it's New Zealand's first defeat of the competition. And if we want to know a little bit more about how this pitch was playing, it's not every day that you see an innings where Kane Williamson bowls 8 overs.
Yes, indeed. Well, he got a wicket too, didn't he? But I'm curious, did it expose New Zealand's top order, which hasn't really fired, in particular Colin Munro or Martin Guptill for that matter? Do they look a bit fragile to you?
Perhaps, and Martin Guptill's dismissal, Mohammad Amir's first ball. We know all about Mohammad Amir, what a threat he can be. And it was a loose shot. He drove outside off stump, inside edge, clattering into the stumps. And it looked like the sort of stroke of a man that was trying to find a bit of form, get that crunching boundary through the offside just to get him up and running. It wasn't a particularly confident-looking stroke. Colin Munro, in fairness, had a couple of lovely fours before being caught off the bowling of the inspired 19-year-old Shahin Afridi, who just bowled brilliantly. Kane Williamson, again, superb for New Zealand, but it was always likely that at some point during this World Cup he wouldn't be able to get that big score that helped them guide them through an innings for the Black Caps, and that they might find that they had to find other players to do that job. Another disappointment was Ross Taylor's performance. Just 3 runs for him, caught behind again off the bowling of Afridi. And perhaps there are just a little few holes in that top order for New Zealand. And you just want that big, powerful opening partnership to fire, because had they hit 300, this would have been a completely different game. But once they found themselves, as I say, at 83 for 5, needing to do a recovery job, then it was always likely it was going to be sub 250. And in the end, 237 was a pretty good return considering where they were earlier in the innings.
All right, talk us through what this means for the championship or the World Cup itself. It's quite fascinating now, because this wasn't the result England wanted, was it? Because it puts them more at risk.
It means bad news for England. And who would have thought that ahead of the competition? Certainly, I think we should look back a week ago, because a week ago we were looking ahead to England's match against Sri Lanka at Headingley. It was a foregone conclusion. England would beat Sri Lanka. Of course they would. They didn't. They lost that game. It threw the tournament wide open. And then that defeat for England against Australia at Lord's yesterday has created even more of a problem for the hosts and pre-tournament favourites, let's not forget. And it now leaves the situation with Pakistan, the side now just a point behind England as one of those top four sides, and Pakistan with matches against Afghanistan and Bangladesh, games they'd expect to win, whilst England have got games against India here at Edgbaston on Sunday, and then New Zealand in their final match in the group stages up at Durham. And so it's a really precarious position for England. They've got a nasty little run in, and they've only got themselves to blame. New Zealand, well, they're pretty set, really. They're second in the table. They've lost just that one game. They're on 11 points behind Australia, who already qualified on 12. So they're on the brink of qualification, New Zealand. And certainly the cricket that they've been playing, there's nothing to suggest that there's anything really to worry about.
As a Kiwi, we still got to play, two of the top teams, Australia and in England. If we lost both those games and Pakistan or Bangladesh, for that matter, romped home in theirs, would we not be in some trouble?
There is the potential, certainly, and that's the intriguing part of this group stage, which in some ways we needed for a competition because it was all drifting a little bit away and it was starting to look a little bit like a foregone conclusion in terms of who would be in those semi-final positions. There's no doubt there are potentials for sides that are currently in the top four to find themselves booted out of it, and we could have a surprise, though. We saw the likes of Sri Lanka, Bangladesh and Pakistan pushing their way into the top four and someone getting a surprise semi-final place. I would say the way that New Zealand have been playing in the competition so far, they look like a side that's comfortable and confident in what they're doing. Today, they played against an inspired Pakistan side in front of a crowd that was 99% Pakistan support. It was an amazing atmosphere here at Edgbaston. And on the day, they didn't turn up with a bat early on in the innings, but really that was the only element of the game where they were outplayed. Had they put on 50 extra runs, it would have been a completely different occasion. And actually, having watched England play, I think the Australia game is much more of a worry for New Zealand. The way that England are performing, they look nervous, they look unsure of themselves, and all this talk of England being this powerful side that can smash 350, and all this talk about whether they might manage to break 500 during the World Cup. Well, at the moment, when they're trying to chase down scores of under 300, they're struggling, and really New Zealand can go into that game full of confidence.
You're trying to take the underdog status, are you?
it's the only refuge we've got. At least give us that. Well, there is an element of it, because at this point England really are on the back foot. They've got the position now where they've got two huge games, and really the only way they can guarantee a semi-final place is by winning both of them. India on Sunday in front of a crowd that is going to be realistically as many Indian supporters as there will be England supporters here at Edgbaston. It's a huge game against the side that I think probably are the best in the tournament. And then you've got a game against New Zealand where is a straight shootout. If it's one side wins it and goes through to the semi-finals, well, England, the last time they had that environment in a world event, that was the ICC 50-over Champions Trophy a couple of years ago. They played Pakistan. They never turned up and they got knocked out of the competition. The evidence so far in this tournament suggests that when the heat is on, England are wilting in it and that it's going to be a real challenge for them. I think New Zealand can be full of confidence.
All right, we'll take your word for it. Very good. Henry Moran, thank you very much. The BBC's cricket correspondent. He is at Edgbaston Cricket Ground. Watch the game there, but that New Zealand lost to Pakistan this morning.